If you would now all stand as you are able to join together with me in responding to God's word and profession of faith with the Apostles' Creed that's found on this wall, found in your bulletin, and some of us know it by heart. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. If you would please remain standing, we are here now from the Gospel according to John in the 6th chapter, and I'm going to begin actually at the 25th verse. And I'm just going to read because you're standing. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to Jesus, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you were looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" And Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." So they said to him, "What signs are you going to give to us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. So a little background here. The story that we read today, this interaction between Jesus and the people, takes place after the feeding of the 5,000. So people had gathered on the hillside. Jesus had taught and healed and then found that they were hungry and took 5 loaves and 2 fishes and miraculously fed 5,000 people. And then the disciples left in a boat to return back to Capernaum, back home. And Jesus walked on the water to them. And then they all were in the boat back in Capernaum. And the people then woke up and said, "Oh, where'd everybody go?" And they went back in boats to Capernaum. And that's sort of where they begin. How did you get here, Jesus? And so then they come to Jesus again, hungry. "Are you hungry?" mean, sometimes I get hungry during church. I admit I'll be sitting up here and Bill's playing something nice, and I just start thinking about what I'm going to have for lunch. I know it happens, right? I mean, I'm busy. I'm up here preaching and waving my hands around, and you just start thinking about, man, where am I going to go for lunch today? You're hungry. These people, they were at this miraculous feeding. They had bread and fish, but it's the next day, and they're hungry again. And they came to Jesus looking for more food. What is Jesus talking about to say that we'll never be hungry again? I mean, we came to Jesus, yet right in the middle of being with Jesus, we get hungry. Are you still hungry? Jesus asks the people. Jesus explains that, you know, you can tell what you're hungry for by what you work for. You're working for what you're hungry for. And you folks, Jesus says to these people, y'all are hungry for more loaves. I fed you loaves. You're hungry for more loaves. But they're hungry for other things too. You see, at the end of the story of the feeding the 5,000, it says that Jesus had to get away from them because they wanted to force him to be their king. And they're hungry for power. They think if Jesus is their king on the throne in Jerusalem, that Israel will be returned to its rightful place in the world, the place of domination in the world, a place where they imagine of the glory days when their armies could defeat the armies around them and they had power. And with power comes security, right? They're hungry for security. You see, if God is on your side and God's chosen is on the throne, then you obviously will be secure. And they remind Jesus of that. Remember when Moses fed us for 40 years. We never had to worry about what we were going to eat for 40 years. And Jesus, you just fed us once. So they ask, what can we do to make God happy? To make all this come about, this power we're hungry for, this security we're hungry for. What works can we do? What works are you doing, Jesus, to make God happy, to get God's favor? They're hungry for God's favor and for what it will do for them. Are you hungry? You work for what you're hungry for. How many of us work so hard so that we can eat whatever we want for brunch today? Go to whatever restaurant we choose, right? That's why we're working. How many of us then are hungry for more? We get hungry for fancier cars, for a nicer place to live, for fancy food to eat, or like these people, maybe we get a little hungry for some power, hungry for prestige, hungry for God, but not for what God is doing in the world, but what for God can do for us. Jesus reminds us these things will never satisfy. These are the things that keep us working more and more and harder, that always will demand more of us until we perish. When we work for these things, they lead on the path of death. Yet the good news today, the good news that Jesus announces to the people is that He wants to give us things that really satisfy, really fulfill, things that cannot be earned, worked for, yet are freely given. The bread of life. The bread of life, which Jesus says, I am the bread of life. It's this relationship with Jesus Christ, this personal relationship that Jesus calls us to, that will satisfy, fulfill us completely and truly, that we don't have to work for, but Jesus is giving us freely. Jesus says the work, the only work you have to do is to believe. What does that mean? Well, stop worrying. Stop feeling guilty about not doing enough. Stop working to satisfy God. Stop working to make God happy. But just give your trust and your life and your faith to Jesus. Follow Jesus. Become a disciple of Jesus. And then, instead of working for the things that perish, when you're following Jesus, you begin to work for the things that lead to eternal life, which I've mentioned before, right? That the eternal life is just sort of an English version, of what it says. It actually literally says the life of the age in Greek. Jesus always talks about the life of the age. The life of the age that is to come. The life of the age that Jesus is bringing in. The new age. In this new age, we work for what we're hungry for, but Jesus transforms it so that we're hungry for peace, justice, and righteousness. That's what Jesus teaches. Those who hunger for righteousness will be filled. We become hungry for being a church that is a place, a safe space of acceptance and authenticity, and that offers healing. We become hungry to satisfy instead of be satisfied. Now, I mentioned earlier, we've got a lot of people this morning who aren't with us this morning, right? They're not here with us because they're at Project Host. See, they've got that hunger. This is a church that has that hunger, a church family that has that hunger to satisfy instead of be satisfied. This is a place where we come together and we want to offer bread to the hungry, as Jesus did, as Moses did. But as Jesus says, we want to offer something more. We want to offer the bread of life. You see, people are coming to Project Host this morning and they are hungry, yes. They want full bellies, yes, but they're hungry for more. The people I've met there, when I've worked there, they're hungry for kindness. They're hungry for someone to take an interest in their lives. They're just hungry for a conversation a lot of times. They're hungry for a real relationship of love. And just like the manna in the desert, just like the feeding of the 5,000, our feeding of these people can be a sign of something more than just some bread and soup. It can be a sign of the reign of God, a sign of the life of the age, a sign of what Jesus is doing in the world, of that personal relationship in Jesus Christ, which leads you into a new life. A sign of this world that Jesus is bringing, transforming the world into a place where, as Jesus says, you and me and them and all of us will never be hungry again. For it will be on earth as it is in heaven. And we will, as we say each Sunday that we have communion together, longing for the day when we all join together at the heavenly banquet table, where there will be no more hunger, when heaven and earth are one. So are you hungry? Come to Jesus, the bread of life. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.